I believe that one of the greatest ways to evangelize is simply to share your story. Just share the story about how good God has been to you in your life. That's evangelization. A lot of people want to try to make evangelization out to be something that is very uncomfortable. I don't think it necessarily has to be that way. Now, there are many different areas of evangelization. And joining us this morning is someone who is engaging in a form of evangelization that might make some people a little bit uncomfortable. But this is what God has called him and those who are joining him to do. Steve Dawson is with us this morning. And Steve is the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization, here to tell us a little bit more about his story and about what they do. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Seize the Day, my brother. How are you?
Hey, Gus. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. And Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks very much. Hey, let me start off by asking you, Steve, do you make any New Year's resolutions? Is that something that you do or no?
You know, what I try to do is to live the gospel more fully in my own life. So I take a reset. I figure out where I've succeeded and where I've failed in my walk with Jesus and his church. And I just try to reset. You know, if I haven't been going to Mass every day, I try to get back to Mass as often as possible to increase my prayer life and just to live out the message of Jesus in my daily life.
That's great. New Year's resolutions really are just kind of daily resolutions. That's kind of what we do, what we're talking about. Now, Steve Dawson, again, started St. Paul Street Evangelization. Steve, before we talk about what you're doing in your apostolate and in that ministry, let's talk a little bit about your personal story. You know, I mentioned about how I believe that evangelization is really as simple as sharing our stories and, you know, what God has done with us, to us, for us in our lives. So let's talk a little bit about yours. First of all, you grew up as a cradle Catholic, right?
Yes, absolutely. I did. But for me, I never really made my faith my own. I didn't really know the faith. And I had no relationship with God in my life. So at a very early age, I started acting out and getting into a lot of trouble at school and even getting into trouble with the law. I remember I was arrested for the first time when I was 13. I snuck out my dad's brand-new Thunderbird Super Coupe, and a police officer tried to pull me over. He saw I was too young to drive, and instead of pulling over, I sped away at 100 miles an hour, and I crashed that car, and just by the grace of God, I survived. But it didn't get better for me. It just got worse, and I became agnostic and possibly even atheist. And I was just living a worldly life. I drove my parents crazy. I was constantly getting thrown out of school or thrown out of the house. And, you know, I got involved with drugs, sex, and rock and roll. But I was miserable. And so my mom kept praying for me and telling me that, you know, you got to straighten out your life. You got to find a relationship with God. But I didn't know what that meant. And I came to a point in my life where I decided that something had to change. And, you know, I didn't know if God really existed or not, but if he did, I needed to find out. So I just, you know, one day I just said a prayer. I said, all right, God, if you exist, you're going to really have to show me because I don't really believe, you know, and I really don't know what happened, Gus.
How old were you at this time? At what age did this occur?
Well, I would say this occurred around when I was 30 years old. So I was a wreck since I was between the ages of 13 and 30.
Okay, now, but before
downhill spiral.
But before 13, did you go to Mass every Sunday? Your family was, you know, pretty much like a typical Catholic family?
Yeah, you know, my parents had to drag me to Mass. I didn't want to go. I didn't pay attention. The only thing I remember about catechism was the kids in it. I wanted friends, but I don't remember anything about my faith. You know, I didn't remember anything about learning about Jesus or who God was.
And sure,
I'm not saying that was a problem with my parents or with the pastor or anything like that, but for whatever reason, I just didn't get it. It didn't click and it didn't connect for me.
Sure, and I think that's a fairly common story. Let me ask you, if I may, Steve, how old are you?
Sure. Right now, I'm 37.
37. Okay, so this was not all that long ago. So you grew up in kind of that post-Vatican II era. where maybe theology got kind of a little bit thrown to the side, and you know, things were a little bit different in the Catholic Church then. And as I say, you know, your story, I think, is not unusual. A lot of people, I think, grew up in the same kind of culture where they were just really kind of culturally Catholics. And you put it very well when you said you didn't make your faith your own. Steve Dawson, by the way, is with us this morning. You're on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. Steve is the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization. We're going to talk more about his apostolate, but before we do that, finding out a little bit more about Steve and his story. So when you finally came to this realization, you're about 30 years old, and you finally come to this realization that, how would you put it, that you needed God in your life?
Yeah, well, like I said, I wasn't sure if he existed, but I knew something had to change. I wasn't happy. And so I decided to give him a chance, or at least to say the prayer. My mom said, just pray, even if you don't believe. So I tried it. And whatever grace I got at that moment or within those following 2 weeks was extraordinary, because I got this deep desire to just search for the truth. And I didn't automatically become Catholic, even though I was baptized Catholic. I started, studying the existence of God and the apologetic issues surrounding that. And I finally did become convinced that God existed through that study by grace. But I didn't want to be Catholic. So I started studying Buddhism and Hinduism and all these other world religions. But what it all kept bringing me back to was I had to confront this person of Jesus. Who was Jesus? So I finally put all that aside and decided, was Jesus a real person? Is there a historical accuracy to the accounts written in the Gospels? And I became convinced that, as C.S. Lewis said, that Jesus was either Lord, liar, or a lunatic. He wasn't just a good man. And so through research, a lot of research, I came to believe that Jesus was Lord. But there's this problem of 40,000 different Christian denominations. So, and I was confused. They're all teaching different things. One of them says you need to be saved, you need to do one thing. One of them says to be saved, you need to do something else. So what I decided that I needed to do was go back and look at historical Christianity, the first century, the second century. Who were these first Christians? And it didn't take me long to come to the realization that, Christ established a church, and it's the Catholic Church. So that was, after that, I just had a deep conversion. I got involved with the pro-life movement, 40 Days for Life, very early on, and started discerning a call to the religious life, and eventually ended up entering a Franciscan order for 14 months until I thought that God was calling me to more of a life out in the world.
Interesting. Now, what drew you to the Franciscans particularly?
Oh, well, I really love the poverty. This particular order, the Franciscan Friars of the Immaculate, they're based out of Italy, but they have 5 locations in the United States, and they're really faithful to the magisterium, which I really enjoyed that, and 7 hours of prayer every day. They're semi-contemplative, and they really lived out the Franciscan vow of poverty, which was really important to me.
And Steve Dawson, by the way, is with us this morning. He is the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization, telling us a little bit about his conversion story first. And I'm Gus Lloyd. Thank you for joining us on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. So you spent 14 months now. I guess, were you then in formation? I mean, were you thinking about becoming a ordained Franciscan or a secular Franciscan? What was your intent at that point, Steve?
When I joined, I thought that God was calling me to the priesthood. And I was in formation. I was first an aspirant and then a postulant. And so a postulant is just the first year of formation. So you learn the rule of St. Francis. You get adapted to the community life and learn about that. We started studying Latin and Italian, because if I was going to go to the priesthood, I'd be moving to Italy. And and some Mariology and theology and different types of things like that. And one of the other things that I really liked about this order was that it took the spirituality of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, and he was a hero to me because first he was a great Mariologist, but second of all, he was a great evangelist, and he wanted to use every single different sort of media to evangelize the world at the time, during his time. So the order itself fulfilled that call to evangelize in the modern day. They have websites and television programs, and they're always driving to re-evangelize the culture, to take hold of this idea of the new evangelization, where we need to re-evangelize this de-Christianized culture that we live in. And they really took that seriously. So,
yeah, amen to that. Sounds like some pretty hefty similarities between then and now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But, you know, interestingly enough, though, Steve, I think, you know, if you look down through history, you can say that about any period in history. You know what I mean? Where there have always been, and I guess always will be, that sort of, what did you call it, de-Christianized kind of period of time. So when you went through this 14-month period with the Franciscans, what happened on the other side of that? And what made you decide that this, I mean, you know, obviously praying for God's will and whatnot, but what made you decide that this wasn't for you and that you needed to go in another direction?
Well, yeah, discernment to the religious life is a very serious thing. And one thing that you don't want to do, if anybody is out there considering discernment, is to think that you need to figure it all out yourself. That's what you have a spiritual director and a superior for. So with the help of my spiritual director and my superior, we discerned different things that were going on in my life at the time. Not bad things, but just things that pointed to a life out in the world as opposed to a life in the religious institute. So I would never trade that experience. I learned a lot about prayer. I learned a lot about myself. And so, yeah, that's how I discerned out. But coming out, I was in this situation that I really did believe that God was calling me to do something for his church, for him. And, you know, like I had said, I was heavily involved in the pro-life movement for a while. But during my time with the Franciscans, and even leading into that, I got the strong sense that the conviction that if we were going to change our culture so that to get rid of the abortion or any of the other grave moral evils that we're faced with today, we really needed to convert the culture or have a miraculous conversion of our culture before any of that will change. So I began asking myself after coming out of the Franciscans, how is God calling me to help do this? And the idea came to me that, you know, to bring about a conversion in the culture, yes, it's God's grace, but we need people on the ground planting seeds so that God can make those seeds grow. And I would ask my friends, you know, when was the last time you were out somewhere and someone tried to convert you to the Catholic faith, or not convert you, but even just spoke to you about the Catholic Church? I had often seen my Protestant brothers and sisters out there in the public square evangelizing, but I had never seen a Catholic. And so I would ask people about that. When was the last time you were out and saw that? And over again, I got those same response that we had never seen it. So but I was unconvinced of the methods that I was used to seeing other people evangelize, loudspeakers, big gaudy signs saying that you're going to hell, or this kind of thing. So I just called a group of my friends over, my friend Nick, and I said, look, let's try to do something different. Let's try to just go somewhere and set up with a sign that says Catholic on it, and pass out rosaries and just talk to people if they want to talk to us. We're not going to speak out of a bullhorn. We're not going to yell at people. We're just going to have conversations and let's see what happens. And so we did that, and we were amazed at how successful we were just in having conversations with people about the faith.
Steve Dawson is with us this morning telling us about the birth of St. Paul Street Evangelization. And I'm Gus Lloyd. Thanks for joining us on Seize the Day. You're on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. Now, one of the things that I really wanted you to concentrate on this morning, Steve, is simply this. As we talk about evangelization, I'm glad you mentioned the whole thing about not yelling through a bullhorn, because I think when people think about evangelization, that's kind of what comes to mind for them. Somebody who's screaming at people, telling them that they're sinners, that they have to repent, that, you know, they're going to go to hell, screaming through a bullhorn or wearing a sandwich board, you know, up and down the streets and whatnot. That's not how you guys engage in evangelization, though. Your evangelization is, as you said, you just quietly set up on a street somewhere, and people come to you, right?
Absolutely. It is our mission to be non-confrontational. That is right in our mission statement. And I don't believe it's effective to use the more confrontational techniques. So if somebody came to us and said they wanted to join us, but they wanted to speak out of a loudspeaker or do some of these other techniques, we would have to politely turn them down.
Right.
So really, our technique is we just go set up somewhere with a sign and some literature, and we have rosaries. And as people walk by, we say, hey, how you doing? God bless you. And we may offer a rosary. If they stop, then we'll explain to them what the rosary is, that it's a prayer. And often we'll just ask them a simple question to start conversation. Are you Catholic? You know, from that one question, we can go get into every aspect. Because if they are Catholic, we talk to them. What does that mean? Where are you at in your faith life? You know, and so we try to strengthen them. Or if they're falling away, which is usually the case, we try to encourage them back into the church, confession, and talk to them about this sort of thing. And then if they're not Catholic, we ask them, well, have you ever considered? And this can open up a whole range of conversation as well.
Now, for people to get involved, by the way, if you're interested in finding out more, you can go to their website, which is simply streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com. And you can find out more about Steve and his group and what they're doing. They're growing very rapidly, by the way, all around the country. St. Paul Street Evangelization and Steve Dawson, the founder and national director, with us this morning here on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. Now, while always wanting to accentuate the positives, have you had confrontations before, Steve? Have you had people who maybe do get a little upset with you?
Yeah, you know, like you said, we're growing rapidly, and we're in 21 cities around the country, and every day we're getting new locations. So I have experienced some negative confrontations, and some of my other teams have as well, but it is rare. It is very rare. You know, because we're not in your face, because we don't force anybody to talk to us who doesn't want to, most people who have a problem with us will just pass us by. Once in a while, we'll get someone come up to us and tell us that we're the Whore of Babylon, or that we worship statues, or this or that, you know. But like I said, it's rare. You know, 99% of all the conversations that we have don't even get into deep theological debate. You know, it's just a conversation back and forth. And
right.
Like you said, I totally agree with you that evangelization starts with just personal conversation, experience about what God has done in your life. And that's really the great thing about what we're doing, because to do what we do, you don't need to be an expert apologist. You don't need to be a theologian. We are coming out with training in February, but what we encourage people is, look, if you're a Catholic and you love the Lord and you have a story to tell about your own life, you can be an evangelist. You can come out with us, or you can start a team and just talk to people about your own experiences with God. And yeah, we'll get hard questions once in a while, or someone will confront us and say this or that. Well, you know, if we don't have an answer for them, well, we have a pamphlet for that. Or, you know what, I'll find out and I'll get back to you. We just
nice.
Give them our card. You know, so really, I, you know, when I started this thing, I didn't realize that we'd be seeing any fruit. I thought we would just be planting seeds and God would you know, water those seeds, bring about growth, but we would never see that. And really, I mean, I am just astounded by the fruit that we have been able to see. We've been, you know, every time we go out, we have amazing conversations. We have Catholics coming back into the faith, you know. We're clearing up misconceptions. No, we don't worship Mary. So yeah, I mean, it's incredible. The confrontations are rare. And if you have a story, you can be an evangelist.
And that's really the key, I think. That's one of the things that I really wanted you to stress this morning is that, again, you don't have to be like a professional Catholic apologist or anything like that in order to participate in this street evangelization. I think, and I'd like you to corroborate this for me if you don't mind, Steve, I think the most important thing is to just have a heart for Jesus, you know, to have a heart for Christ and his church and a heart for other people to share your story and just let them know about the blessings that you have found in your Catholic faith. And that's really what's going to draw other people in, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, people can tell when you're just trying to win a debate, when you're just trying to win an argument, but they can also tell when you are sincere about your belief in God. They can, when you're telling your story to someone and explaining what God has done in your life, they know it's real just from your conversation. And we see that over and over again. The great stories that we have out on the street aren't from, you know, one of our apologists who knows every single verse in the Bible and can go back and forth. Well, it says here in Romans, you know, blah, blah, blah. The great fruit that we're seeing is from our apologists who have a story, you know, not an incredible conversion story like my own, but just what has God done in your life? How is God important in your life? What does it mean to go to Mass to you? What does the Eucharist mean to you in your life? Why do you care? Why do you care so much that you're going to come out in public and risk embarrassment, you know, for this belief that you have? And people are really, they're seeking the truth and they want to know,
yeah,
you know, they're missing something and they just want to know, you know, what do you have? What am I missing? And here's the thing, Gus. People without God in their lives, what we've found and what I've experienced in my own life are missing something. They're missing something, but they can't put their finger on it. And none of these people have had anybody bring up the Catholic faith to them. It was never an option. Look what we see in the media about the church, you know? So people aren't even really considering this. But once we plant these seeds, God needs seeds planted so he can bring about conversion.
Sure.
And once we are able to plant these seeds, we let God take care of it. And, you know, he wants to bring about conversions. So he's going to make the seeds grow, but he needs people out on the streets to plant the seeds. So that's what we're there doing. And we've had an explosion of growth. And
that's great.
I mean, we
need an even bigger explosion of growth in what it is that you're doing. Steve Dawson with St. Paul Street Evangelization with us this morning here on Seize the Day. Steve, if you don't mind, I'd love to send you a copy of my book, Magnetic Christianity, because the stuff that we're talking about this morning is all included in that book. I think you'll really like it. So can I do that for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd read it as soon as I get it.
Great. Love to do that. Well, listen, just to wrap things up this morning, if somebody's listening right now, and they're at least interested in finding out more about what it is that you're doing, because, again, I think evangelization is something that is so necessary in today's world. But I also think that there are an awful lot of people that maybe have misconception about evangelization and the blessings that can be derived in their own lives and in the lives of others. How can people find out more about what you guys are doing there?
Yeah, absolutely. Come to our website, streetevangelization.com. We're doing a lot of good things on Facebook. So St. Paul Street Evangelization on Facebook. We have an apologetics group that with hundreds and hundreds of members who are all learning the faith. And at our website, there's a Get Involved tab. We have people who get involved just through donating prayer, you know. And if we have people starting up new teams. So you can find out all about the apostolate there. Send us an email. Our email address is on there. We'll help in any way to start teams or to speaking events or any of these sort of things. So we're really here to ignite the this passion in people. And any way we can help do that, we're interested in doing it. So
that's
get in
great.
Touch with us at our website, streetevangelization.com, and find us on Facebook.
Steve, thank you for your time this morning. May God continue to bless you and your good works. And I just pray that 2013 is going to be loaded with grace and blessings for you and yours.
Thank you so much, Gus. God bless you.
All right, take care. Steve Dawson with us this morning. Again, the founder of St. Paul Street Evangelization. Find out more. Go to their website, streetevangelization.com.